This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and each week we look at the creative industries in Washtenaw County, and we bring you the voices and experiences that help shape our quality of life, place, and the local economy. And the conversations we're having these days are as important as ever. WEMU's Creative Impact content partner is the Arts Alliance. Its president and CEO is Deb Pollack, and she serves as my co-host. Thank you once again for being here today, Deb.
Yes, David, it's great that we're doing this coverage. Thank you so much, and thanks, WEMU. You know, it's been about 2 weeks since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis and the Black Lives Matter protests began. And the movement seems to be having some impact. The city of Minneapolis canceled its contract with its police department. And NPR ran a story recently giving an historical perspective, named it Marchers Are Full of Hope. Civil rights leaders see progress in today's movement.
Yeah, that conversation aired yesterday featuring Josie Johnson and the Reverend Jesse Jackson. They were both interviewed. They spoke of the ongoing fight for equal rights and justice for Black Americans and where they see the possibility of change based on this movement.
Yeah, so our Creative Impact guest also offers a historical perspective. Beverly Willis is an artist and an administrator at the Washtenaw County Historical Society. She's also on the board of the African American Cultural and Historical Museum of Washtenaw County. So let's say hello to Beth.
Welcome to WEMU, Beverly. I appreciate the time.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So, Beth, before we go further, I want to be respectful. Do you have a preference for either Black or African American?
My preference is African American.
So your historical view comes from growing up in a family at a very important time and place. Can you give us a, you know, kind of a brief story about that, about your growing up years?
I certainly can. I grew up in Washington, D.C. I am the daughter of the journalist Clarence Hunter, who covered the Washington, D.C. march in 1963 for the Evening Star newspaper, which was the daily afternoon newspaper in Washington. He had the byline in the front page coverage for those stories. My dad, as a reporter, had covered education, labor, politics, and civil rights. He interviewed people from Jimmy Hoffa to Martin Luther King Jr. to Malcolm X. He was the first African-American reporter to be hired by the Gary, Indiana Post-Tribune. Now, with that background, he was married to my mother, who was the daughter of Leon Andrew Ransom, who was the acting dean of the Howard University Law School during the World War II years. My grandfather was extremely involved in civil rights, and he worked closely with a number of the top American lawyers at the time, including Thurgood Marshall. His work focused on educational and salary discrimination, jury exclusion, and race riots.
Those were very heady times as the civil rights movement was underway, and obviously you had a family deeply ingrained in the conversations. What were those conversations like around the dinner table?
They were amazing. As both my parents were journalists, it was often based on what was actually happening and what were the facts of the story. By having access to the information that writers and journalists and historians do, we were able to have a family perspective. Part of that is what inspired me to do the work of history.
You came to Ann Arbor, to the University of Michigan, to study art, and then you worked as a graphic designer and became very involved in the community. So, and you kind of alluded to this, that your interest in art came from your family background. Did your activity in the community also come from that?
It surely did. One of the things that we learned growing up is the most important thing that a person can do to serve their community is to support and to help their community. I found there were many organizations that had ideas and visions and dreams, needed to have it translated from their mind into an image on paper. That was something that I was able to do. Being an art student at the University of Michigan was an excellent experience. But growing up in Washington, D.C., I was able to babysit for many famous artists, including Lou Stovall and Sam Gilliam. So I had exposure to working.
Sam.
Yeah, it was a wonderful opportunity to work with local artists, learn from them, and then I had to figure out a way to be able to combine my love for art with the profession.
So I want to take us back to a bit of a conversation we had in preparation for the show. We talked about what it means to be active in the Black Lives Matters movement as a Black American, as an African American, and as an ally. People, especially allies, often have good intentions, but more frequently stumble. And you offered really good, kind advice. Do you remember that conversation?
I do, because we have that conversation pretty much on a daily basis. Each one of us comes into this world with a talent or a gift to bring. And in times like this, the best thing that we can do in times of understanding each other, no matter what our perspective is to be patient, to listen, and to really see how we can make a change in what we do that will have a greater impact on the community. It's stressful at this time. We don't really know what to do, but we can think about how one-on-one we can make a difference. There's going to be a number of kids who will need some help with math, science, schoolwork going forward. If you have that gift to teach or that skill to share, find a way to connect with a community organization that's looking for volunteers to do that work.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. Deb Pollack of the Arts Alliance is my co-host. We're talking with Bev Willis, who is graphic designer, arts administrator at the Washtenaw County Historical Society and a board member, and African American Cultural and Historical Museum of Washtenaw County. Bev, I have a question for you. As an artist who is very involved in history, artists and art tend to chronicle these important times. What do you believe compels the artists, musicians, storytellers to create works about defining events in history like COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, protests, or the Civil Rights Movement?
I believe it is the same thing that has inspired artists and musicians to create based on these events from the beginning of time. It's something that starts within us. What is the message that we're trying to share or the lesson that we're trying to learn? We are inspired by what happens to us on a daily basis. I have learned as an artist that if I practice kindness, I see that come out in my work. So I would just suggest to people, and all of us are artists, all of us create on a daily basis, all of the time, to be mindful and to think about what type of positivity, what type of good energy you can bring to these troubled times.
So, Bev, do you know much, if there's much in the collections of either the Washtenaw County Historical Society or the African American Museum here in Washtenaw relating to the Civil Rights Movement?
There's not much in our collection because both of those organizations are focused on history from a very early time. There are places like the Bentley Library, the Ann Arbor District Library, and some other organizations that do collect this type of information.
I recall that the African American Museum does have a wonderful collection of stories called In Their Own Words. Is there an effort to collect stories locally about people's COVID-19 or Black Lives Matters experiences and reflections?
There certainly is. The Ann Arbor District Library is, in fact, collecting those stories. The Bentley Library is collecting those stories, and the Michigan Historical Society, the State Historical Society, is collecting. But we also encourage everybody to write, document, take your photos, do your videos, and begin a personal collection of what your experience is. It might be something you want to keep for your own. It might be something you want to share with your family. Or at some point, you might even be ready to donate it to an organization that has the room, the capacity to store it, but also make it accessible to other people to be able to learn from.
In your own words, how are you documenting this period of time and its impact on your life?
I am documenting it by living it. There are so many people who are journaling and taking photos and keeping the stories. But this is one experience that I'm choosing to live through, and I'm going to look at 2021 as to how I document it.
Bev, our time on Creative Impact is too short. Thanks for joining us, sharing your multidimensional view from the personal to the creative professional with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We do indeed thank you, and we've enjoyed the conversation, and we'll look forward to another in the future. Our guest today was Bev Willis. She is graphic designer, arts administrator at the Washtenaw County Historical Society and a board member of African American Cultural and Historical Museum of Washtenaw County. And Deb Pollack, thank you so much for putting this together and for your remote participation again today.
Absolutely, and we'll look forward to another show next week, and thank you.
That is Deb Pollack, president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. It's a regular feature series you hear each Tuesday. You may find an archive of Creative Impact shows available to you at your convenience at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.